Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California's outrageous Thanksgiving restrictions. We're going to be talking about them on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, Holly, we have done some messaging on this, and every time I talk about it, it is astounding to me that any governor, in this case, California Governor Gavin Newsom, thinks that they have the power, the authority to micromanage family Thanksgiving dinners in this way is astounding. And I think it is really a disease where some governor issues an executive order, gets away with it, issues worse orders on restricting liberty, thinks he gets away with it, and then continues to issue these orders and becomes, in his view, the king to micromanage everything that you do in your life. And this is a clear example of it. And this is the same governor that, Holly, we're suing in California on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry that has 162 church affiliates in California. So with the various campuses of Harvest Rock and Harvest International Ministries, about 170 churches we're representing, and that case is pending at the Federal Court of Appeals. This is the same governor that says in much of California, no worship, zero worship, even in your homes. You can't worship or have Bible studies or prayer meetings in your homes with anybody who doesn't live there.
No, you're right. I mean, people are getting a taste of what socialism is like in that state, because he does. He thinks he's the king. He's the dictator. I mean, to tell people how you can worship is bad enough. And then here, he's telling them also how you can celebrate Thanksgiving. You can't have it inside. You've got to have it outside.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's some of the points here. So if you're going to have Thanksgiving, no more than three families, the host and two others. So think about that. You have mom and dad or grandparents, and they want to invite their children over, but they have more than two that live in different places. Or they want to invite their grandparents over and have one of their two other kids over.
Well, according to him, someone's not making the list.
You cannot do that because you can only have three families. Say, for example, you're in an apartment and you have three or four single people, and you want to get together. Two couples and or whatever it might be. You want to get together with people that live in four different households, the host and then three others. Can't do that. You can only have no more than three families, two in addition to the host, and has to be outside.
In some areas of California, it may be hot. Some areas may be cold. It may be raining.
Yeah, it has to be outside.
Unbelievable.
But you can't do it, Holly, for more than 2 hours. So once the meal starts, and I don't know how you time this, frankly. You know, is it when the first guest arrives? Is it when you actually serve the dinner? I don't know.
It can only be 2 hours.
But 2 hours. You have to start your clock and say, set my clock. It's 12 o'clock. Set my clock for 2 o'clock and give me a five-minute warning because we have to say goodbyes to everybody. But you can't hug them because you have to maintain 6-foot distancing in all directions.
Well, what if you had family members who flew hours to be with you for Thanksgiving, and then you've
two
got
hours,
to...
2 hours, Holly. All you
can't
have
touch
is 2 hours.
Only for 2 hours.
And you can't touch them because you cannot get closer than 6 feet. You have to do a virtual hug. And then you have to leave and then fly back to the other part of the country or drive hours, but no more than 2 hours. Now, where does it... I don't know where he gets the 2 hours, but no more than 2 hours outside.
And you've got to be wearing a face covering the whole time, except for you can put it down when you eat, but then it's got to go back up.
It's got to go back up. But, you know, forget about the turkey on the table. No dressing, no cranberry sauce, no apple pie, cherry pie. You can't stick that on the table. You can't say, can you pass the mashed potatoes? I'd like to have some more.
No,
no sharing. You can't do that. The table is going to be blank except for your singular plate. That has to be disposable, plastic or paper.
Only single serving.
And then only plasticware, no washable dinnerware. And you have to serve in paper cups or plastic cups that can be disposed of. And it has to be single serve. So your plate has to be given to you by the host pre-prepared. So the host now has to say, now, what do you want, Joe? Well, I want blah, 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 blah. And so you have to go then prepare that and then deliver it and do that one at a time. And when Joe or Sally or Mary want seconds, dispose of your plate. Host gets up from the table, but of course they're 6 feet away from you in all directions, mind you. And then they have to go in and get it. So when you have, you know, some of the joy of Thanksgiving, I say joy, it's not my kind of joy, but, you know, it's kind of joy for some people. I like participating in the result of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Not necessarily making things.
You're not the cooking one.
I'm not the cooking side. I'm on the eating side. But but you know, it's fun to actually go to somebody's home and help them prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put the whole Thanksgiving dinner on somebody's back,
right?
Right. So you know, you want to volunteer. Well, no, you can't do that here.
Well, you know, he was gracious enough to allow people. They can go inside temporarily to use the restroom.
All right.
If the restroom is regularly sanitized.
Yeah. So you have
to. That was pretty generous, I thought.
So you have to have the host. So it's going to be a busy host.
Yeah.
The host is going to say, I've got to prepare this whole meal. I've got to get disposable dishes. I have to single serve every single person, because we can't put all this stuff on the table. We can't have like a communal passing of the mashed potatoes, for goodness sake. And by the way, I'll have to go in there and clean the bathroom every time that these people go in there and use it. So, you know, people want to go use the bathroom. I've got to make sure it's been cleaned in between uses.
And you have little sanitation stations have to be set up as well.
So you can't go in, sit on the couch, and just enjoy, sit on the floor, relax in some chairs, and maybe even have an afternoon nap at your host home. And, you know, what does this presuppose? It presupposes a number of things. One, good weather. Two, it presupposes that you have tables that you can do this and chairs outside.
Right.
Presupposes that you have what? Property, right? Because if you live in an apartment, where are you going to put this? You can't do it inside. And so now you have all the people in the apartments or the condos, and there's only a few picnic tables out there in the common area, right? So mm-hmm. now you have someone going down there at 6 a.m. in the morning, staking out the table. But where are you going to go? Well, you can't. Maybe you can lay down on the floor, but you got to be 6 feet apart from each other.
But don't forget, too, you know, people that are, if you're singing, shouting, chanting, or exercise, it's strongly encouraged to maintain a physical distance of 6 feet, and you're strongly encouraged to do it quietly. Well, how many families do you know get together or quiet when they get together for Thanksgiving? Or you're watching football, whatever. You're shouting and you're singing, you're chanting, you're yelling, whatever. That's part of the fun, is that you're interacting together. Well, you're going to sit around, you're going to whisper.
But you got to be quiet.
Oh, you got to be really quiet.
Yeah, you got to be quiet. And you got to wear the face mask, of course, and maintain the 6 foot distancing. And you can't have any wind instruments. So sorry, if the only instrument you play is a clarinet, a tuba, anything like that, you're out of luck. Leave that at home. You're not going to be able to use that. And it has to only be somebody in the household. One of the three households has to be the person. You can't bring anybody over to serenade you. You know, the fact of the matter is, how in the world does anybody think they have the authority to do this? How are they going to enforce it? What about the apartment people? A lot of these apartments don't have even grass. You know, they have different places where it's all concrete and parking lot. Where are they going to go?
I know. Is he going to send around the turkey police or something?
The fact of the matter is, it's unbelievable that anybody would have the audacity to do this. But this is the same governor, and this really kind of illustrates the point of what we're litigating in California. That is to say that we are litigating against the same governor who says no worship. And you can't even have worship in your private home or your apartment or Bible study with anybody who doesn't live there. Continue to pray for our case. It's called Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry versus Newsom, the same governor who did these outrageous Thanksgiving restrictions. It's pending at the Court of Appeals. For more information, visit us at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.